Clinton's the first president in history that's what?
Oh, yeah. Exhibit's right.
Yeah, Clinton's the first president in U.S. history that his bodyguards and the SS men most of the time are 15 away feet away from the man because they know somebody's going to waste him. If you watch TV, you'll see that there's always SS men around close to most of the presidents at all times, at least one near him at his back or something. Clinton is the only one that a lot of the TV cameras on news will see that his SS men will be on the other side of the limousine or at the other ends of the podium where he's standing or somewhere away from him, because they figure if somebody hits him, they're not just going to hit him one or two bullets. It's probably going to be more than one person, and there'll be a burst of bullets, and it's going to take out everybody, so they'll make sure they get him. That's the theory. That's called the civilian theory. That's what everybody thinks. That's why they're out there like this. I wouldn't want to be around him.
So, when all the opinions that you have, and I respect them, like I said, I like you, you're a nice fella, but all the opinions that you have, they come from somewhere. Where do you think they come from?
Conditioning through my life. What I've seen, what I've done, and experienced, read. I've read a lot of books. People say I'm dumb, idiot. I've probably read more books than most of the PhDs in Jacksonville. I've been reading books since I was 10 years old.
Well, you're not a dummy. We all know that. But what, if you don't mind telling me, what do you think the one thing in your life that has actually influenced you more than anything else, what would that be?
Kind of a silent discrimination. That's influenced me to be the kind of like the underdog behavior. But on the good part, I have seen honest judges. I hadn't seen an honest lawyer.
Who has?
Nobody that I know of. I have seen some honest judges and some honest businessmen. Dealt with me right, and not because of just because they knew me or something. There's no discrimination involved, and I judge their opinion whether they went against me or for me. And that really motivated me a lot in kind of like equality. But until a man proves himself to me, I cannot trust him, I will not trust him. I have been stabbed so many times. That really, that goes back to the point now that I say, well, you just got a bad attitude. That's because they got nothing else to attack me with. Don't hit me with that. You got a bad attitude. And usually the ones that hit me with a bad attitude are the ones that they got a serious problem somewhere. And they're not dishonest most of them. I mean, not honest most of them.
You can feel free to tell me to shut my mouth when I ask this question. But tell me what you think about the Hatfields and the McCoys.
That's hard to say.
Because it seems like that you might know a little bit about such situations.
I'm just a kid of one. They didn't talk about that too much. They just told me a lot that I was akin to them somewhere. But our family lives by those codes. Right now, if
I was called on, I'd be bound to do whatever they asked me to do. And I did it without question. You do it without question. You don't do it without question. They'll just, fire you from the family order.
I've never been fired from the family.
Well, I fired a couple. I was worked up, at my age, I finally got to a position where I've got the last word in a lot of areas. And a lot of times, they'll come to me and they'll all plead their cases, just like being a judge. And your word is the last thing said. And they will not say anything else about it again. And I'm just now getting to the point where I have that authority. And it's, everybody thinks, well, he's a big shot, but that's an awesome responsibility. Because you make people mad at you. You can also make the wrong decision about everybody mad at you. And you have to overlook what you can to them or anything like that. It's very hard to do. A lot of times you'll do it to them and it'll hurt somebody. And blood can, you know them all your life. That's a bad thing. It hurts. But you have to do it.
So it really is still going on. A lot of people think that the Klans and the Hatfields and McCoys is gone, but
no, it ain't gone. It's going on right here where you live. You just don't know what's going on. They keep it to themselves. They don't go out here like a riot and just get innocent people involved. This phase within the unit. Unless somebody from out of the unit is involved, then it gets to be a bigger unit. I mean, you know, it's just like that. It's spread. That's where a lot of that decision making comes in. You can really call it war. Right now, I can make a decision to stop a family fight. But if I did, both sides would turn against me. Not, they wouldn't make them do anything to me, but they would just be mad at me. But my grandpa raised me, taught me a lot of things. And he said, in a situation like this, I remember him saying that if you interfered in something like that, and that and there's a lot of mitigating circumstances there. But if I got involved and stopped it right now, I could stop it completely. There wouldn't be no more fighting. But if I did, they wouldn't learn a lesson. So if I stopped it now, neither side learned a lesson, well, then they'd still be disgruntled, like opposed to order. And this side would be mad. They wouldn't mess with each other again, but they would liable go off to another group and have an argument over here. And this group have another argument. That would be double trouble. So they wouldn't have learned a lesson. So you got to let them learn that lesson. And then when you come in the last, they say, well, why didn't you tell us before? I said, well, because you didn't know what you know now. So they'll kind of look at it and they'll try to settle things on a piece of the matter. It's kind of shooting each other.
Well, I think seven things is a better alternative than shooting each other.
It is. It is. Like you've been shot and stabbed. you kind of get a little bit of stress.
Ah,
yeah,
man. There have been shots,
staff.
Don't look
at it. They always choose somebody with a lot of experience in the streets. Somebody with experience in the streets has a better view of looking at things than somebody straight out of school. Because all you know is books, you haven't experienced it, you don't know what's going to happen. But if you've experienced it, you know the outcome. So they kind of choose people like that. It's not really saying you got to do it. They just kind of start slowly letting you have the last word. Pretty soon you pick it, well, my word is the word. It's law. You know, it's an awesome responsibility.
I can imagine. Sometimes it's awesome just being responsible for my children. I can't imagine being responsible for the whole family.
It's awesome. I kind of don't like it, but you have to deal with it. It's another one of those got to. So you got to, you got to. My grandpa died, my aunt took over. My aunt took over, she's getting up in age. So she's, last 10 years, she's been pushing things to me. When it comes to her, she pushes me. Pushes me. It's kind of like the Godfather, you know. The Godfather would always be there. But when they ask him something, they'd say, my son's word is law. My son's word is law. He'd just keep pushing it over. Pretty soon, they would go to the son, and they wouldn't even bother him. So it took years. It takes years.
Take over where you leave off, or are you
going
to hope that they settle everything for
them? I don't know. I haven't been able to make that decision. He's not old enough to try. Hopefully he'll be the more of an educated financial person. Because he's already been accepted at Oxford anyway. I got him accepted from the board. That's where I want him to go. I want him to go to Oxford. He can come back over here and say, well, no, I don't want that job. I want $2.6 million a year. I'll work.
Yeah.
If he wants to. That's what I want him to do, instead of having pressure.
It's not that you sit here until your back and legs hurt.
No, I've been hurt. It's pressure change in the atmosphere.
So is it going to rain?
Possibly. I don't know, like I start having spasms. When I have spasms, it's kind of rain.
Well, since we're talking about your bones and the weather, we might ought to try
that. Oh, yeah, my God. That would help, wouldn't it?